This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? How you doing? Got some good news for you. It's the weekend, officially. It's Friday. Strap yourselves in for an hour of Michigan-made music. You know why I love Fridays, don't you? Yes, you do. I love Fridays because I get to interview some of these fantastic bands and artists that make this fantastic music. But not tonight, not tonight. No, no, no. I'm flipping the script, changing things. I can do that. I made the rules so I can break them. This is going to be a show dedicated to the men and women who book the bands. Yes, that's right. We're taking a look on the other side of the stage of the local music business. We're going to be talking to an owner, a promoter, somebody who books manages bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be connecting with them here in just a little bit. Had to deal with some situations on my end. Those situations have been handled. Let's kick things off. Oh, yeah, by the way, a lot of people have been asking about the next Sessions Concert Series. The Sessions Concert Series gigs are where I get bands and artists that I play on my show. Get them on a stage so that you, the listener, can check them out. I don't have one until October. Boo, I know it's a long ways away, but it's going to be all worth it. It's taking place Saturday, October 19th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint. Three great bands that I play on my show. The Pink 50s, Slumlord Radio, and this band. From Detroit, you guys are going to love this three-piece. Here is The Line Within, Starblind, and they're on Sessions.
They blind. What up? I'm Adam.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm Nate.
And we're Marked Skies. You're rocking out with Adam on Sessions.
All original, all the time. This is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. I'm your host, Adam Herhuck, and like I said, I usually have bands, but not today. Today, I have flipped the script a little bit. I have two people, possibly three later on. I have Tamara, and I have Sherry. They are promoters. They're the ones who book the bands. They're the bands that listen to the show. They're the ones getting you booked. So, Sherry, Tamara, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you.
So, how does somebody become a promoter? Go through the want ads or what?
Who are you asking?
Sherry, let's start with you. How did you get into this?
I was born into a musical family, and my mom worked at the bar, and my brother played guitar, and I was just surrounded by it from an early age. And when I was old enough, I started booking bands at a local bar called 20th Century Bar in Warren.
Okay.
And I took some time off for business school, and then I jumped right back in, started working for an AM radio station, booking guests. And when that petered out, I started booking venues.
Nice.
Booking bands.
Tamara, same question. How'd you get into this?
Well, I used to work at a company before quite a while ago, and I had the opportunity to work with Willie Nelson's tour manager.
Oh, wow.
And it was just out of the blue. I mean, I'm, you know, musical family too, as well, just like Sherry. And I had an opportunity to work with this guy. And when I came back from running to go get them some stuff, his tour manager was talking to him on the phone, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I want that job. I want that guy's job. I want to do what he's doing. So for a long time went by, and I wasn't really doing anything about it, you know, and then all of a sudden it just hit me, like, I need to start getting out in the scene more, you know, start going to shows and attending, and just started getting connected with the right people and networking. And I just, you know, I started doing just freelance promoting at first, and then went into booking and stuff like that right after that. So
now Black Crow Productions, that's your moniker?
It's actually Black Crow Promotions, but yes, that is mine.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And yep. You've booked venues throughout mid-Michigan, but now you're primarily the Vault in Saginaw.
Primarily the Vault, yes. It's in Saginaw, Michigan on Florence Street. It's a good-sized venue. It's a lot larger than any of venues that I've ever worked at. Yeah, it's a good place. We're doing new things all the time there, and got a lot of good bands coming. So,
and Sherry, you currently manage Spit Valve, which I've heard a lot about. I haven't heard them yet. We're going to be playing a tune of theirs here in just a minute. So you book bands and you manage bands. Which is easier?
They're both about the same. Just when I manage a band, I just do anything they don't feel like doing, basically.
That's a good person to have on your team. It really is.
Right. So that's what managing, you know, it's you book the shows and you run the merch and you plan everything, and you know, it's managing is just add a few more things.
Sure. Now, when you are booking for a venue, we're gonna move our focus there. How do you build a relationship with the bands? Talk me through that. Do you find them? Do they find you? Or is it both?
Are you asking me?
Let's go. Yeah, Sherry, and then we're going to move over to Tamara.
Okay.
Okay. In my case, a lot of bands come to me to ask me for help, and out-of-town bands come through looking for dates. And from being in the business so long, I'm on some mailing lists that touring bands have to contact promoters and bookers. So building a relationship with them, it's a short period of time. It's hard especially when it's a road band, because you just talk right to do business and, you know, it's over.
Right.
But local bands, you support them. You be there for them. You're their friends. You talk to them, you know.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
There you go. Tamara, same question.
I would say a lot of mine, when I definitely started booking, when I got towards that side of things, besides promotions,
sure.
I would do a lot of research. Because the position I had when I started booking, I was pretty much like, here you go, here's your job, do it, you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I gonna do? So I just started going online and searching bands and, you know, the local area, state of Michigan. I started going on different radio websites and stuff like that, and Facebook pages to see like what bands they're playing, and reached out to them that way, and just started getting connected with different bands. And then of course the bands would suggest other bands, so I'd check them out, or they'd send me links to their you know, friends' bands and stuff, and sure, I would just do it that way.
Very cool. So let's stick with Tamara. What is something that you wish the general public and the bands would know about your job?
Oh my God, that's a good question. Honestly, I mean, I'm pretty much an open book. I mean, anybody can ask me any kind of questions at all whatsoever about promotions or booking, you know, either sure. or. That's just really a tough question. I mean, honestly.
Well, okay, because I mean, a lot of times, and what kind of spawned this whole idea was, I was going through Facebook and I see bands talking about the band business. And unfortunately, 90% of it is this club owner screwed us over. This person didn't do this. This person didn't do that. And I just don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair for the people who are donating as much as their time, like Sherry and you, Tamara. I don't think it's fair that you guys are painted in that kind of light. I kind of want to start
an open discussion. I agree with you.
Yes.
I definitely agree with you on that, because I see it often too. I see a lot of these bands, you know, not badmouthing anybody, but I see a lot of bands complaining about venues or complaining about venue owners or bookers or promoters or anything. You know, right. It goes all the way down the line, you know, even the tour managers are bitching about. But it's just one of those things, like, not all of us are the same. You know, we're not cut from the same cloth by any means. You know, like, I've had a lot of people tell me that I communicate really well. You know, I usually, like, within a couple minutes somebody messages me, I'm right there, you know, like I'm in communication with them. I'm trying to, you know, figure out a solution for, you know, any problems that are coming up or whatnot, you know. And that's just something that I take pride in as far as that goes, you know, like,
right,
I'm always there for, you know, anytime,
exactly,
usually any time of day, you know, as long as I'm not sleeping. You know, like, I try to communicate with everybody as well as I can,
right.
So, and that's honestly key, you know, to succeeding as a band, succeeding as a venue owner, booker, any of that stuff. So,
Sherry, what do you wish the general public and the bands would know about what a promoter does? What the business side of the local music scene?
That, wow, you know, she's right, it is hard. What I want them to know, I'm not a secretary. You know, some people think I'm a secretary. They're a little confused. But I just want people to know that I do this because I love it mostly, and that I want people to know that I like to be around people and I like chatting with them, and I'm thankful for them coming to our shows.
There you go. Fantastic. So where do I want to go with this? I'm glad that you both are willing to come on the show and talk about this, because I want to create like a nice bond between the bands, and because that's normally who I interview. So I think this is going to be a really good tool that we can use. Because like Sherry, going through your article, the article on you in Metro Times, you told a venue basically to F off that you worked for. I've read the article, but why don't you tell the listeners what in a nutshell, without spilling any tea, what happened?
Okay, well, I'm. Can I say the venue? I can say the venue. It was in the paper.
Sure, but yeah, go ahead.
I worked for New Dodge Lounge.
Yep.
And I am a voracious booker. I book them out the nose. And I had them booked 3-4 months out, and they sent me a letter saying, we're not making enough money off these bands. You're going to have to go back and tell every band that you had booked that they have to sell 30 tickets. And I said, no, I don't. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm not really even sorry, but they're my friends. They trust me.
Right.
I'm not a part of this corporate stuff. Okay.
Right.
So no, I'm not going to do that. I'd rather just quit.
Well, that brings up another topic, a kind of a side topic of what I said. What I asked, wish people would know, is that there is a financial pressure on the part of the venue and in turn the promoters. It's still a business.
Yes.
They still have to make money.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So bands have to understand there's a symbiotic bond that they have to make sure that they promote themselves.
Oh my gosh, that's something that we discuss a lot, actually.
I do, yeah.
Bands feel that the venue and everybody else are the only ones that have to promote, but it's vital that every single person, from band to promoters to bookers to the venue, people that work at the venue, everybody, as long as they're all promoting it, you know, it's going to get more people in the door.
Absolutely.
It's not just the responsibility of the booker or the promoter to get, you know, that out there about your band. Because for me, it's just like your band it's like you're a product.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's something that you're proud of. And if you're not pushing it out there and you just throw it on a shelf, who's going to buy it? Nobody.
Right.
So yeah. It's really important that the bands, as well as everybody else, works as a team together to promote, you know, and get the shows filled up.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was in my playing days and I was playing in a place of a boat kind of atmosphere. I don't want to spill any tea myself, but you know, they weren't promoting any of the bands on their Facebook page. This was like in August, and the last post they had was Happy Easter. I'm like, why aren't you promoting? Well, that's the band's job. I agree, but I mean, people, they had like a couple thousand people liking their Facebook page, and that I told them they don't like your Facebook page so that you can tell them Happy Easter. I'm talking to Tamara and Sherry. We're talking about the business side of the local music world. Going to play a tune, going to go to a commercial break. I got to do that, and we're going to talk more about them. Do you have a comment, question, concern that you would like to bring up? We are going Facebook Live on the Sessions Facebook page. Leave a comment or something, and we'll read it on the air. Here is a band that Sherry is involved in. Here's Spit Valve. First time hearing them for me. Here's Thrill Killer right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Problems there, I don't know where I see murder on this road. The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascade and Lounge. Whether at home, at work, or in your car, thank you very much for listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Adam Herrog here. We do it Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, and then 11 to midnight on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV, serving up an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. And then, of course, on Saturdays, where it all started, 3 full hours of Michigan music live, 9 to midnight exclusively on Solid State Radio. I got a great show planned for you tomorrow. It's going to be a good time. Not for the faint of heart, though. Now, I have two ladies on the phone with me. I have Tamara and I have Sherry, the promoters, people who book the bands, the other side of the music world. Ladies, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I greatly appreciate this.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
We had such a great conversation. I should have been recording this because we talked about the importance of understanding what kind of band you are. I brought up the whole topic that I've talked to bands and say, oh, I've got to get $600. I got to get $800. No questions. I got to do this. And then I ask them, how many people can you bring in? Fair question, right?
Absolutely.
So, because, I mean, you got to be able to be able to fill the venue. The servers have got to be able to make enough money in tips. You got the owner has to make enough money to keep the lights on and all that stuff. I totally get it. Now, bands, I'm sure you get contacted. You both get contacted by bands all of the time. Sherry, we're gonna start with you. What is something that a band should do to get booked?
They should always using email is not to irritate them. It's to keep our records straight so we can book a lot of bands. And we like to be emailed as opposed to chatting online sometimes, especially if it's a show that's a long way off or, you know, it needs to be developed. And usually you can develop a show in an email. And then in an email, when you send it to a promoter or a booker, you should include your website if you have it. If you have an EPK, that's great. People like to get EPKs. They've been told that EPKs are important. If you have a website and you have good social media and you're covered, you don't need that.
Right.
That's basically, you know, and just be professional in your letter and we'll help you however we can.
There you go. Tamara, what do you like to see when let's say a band is trying to get booked into the vault and they send you an email, or what is something that stands out in your mind and that piques your interest for this band?
For me, if the band is, especially if we put them on a show, they're out there promoting themselves. I mean, that right there is like one of the most important things as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Having a good, solid online presence from, you know, if they have all the socials like Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and all that, you know, have a good, solid presence out there. Not just like post once every month or, you know, whatever. You just consistently put different things out there. Get creative. You know, do these, some of these bands do these really cool videos, you know, letting venues or whoever their fans know that we got a show coming up. You know, come check us out. You know, this is what's going on here and this is where we're going to be. And then always be professional. I mean, that right there is definitely a key too, is you don't come at somebody rude, like, I don't want to do a show there. This is what I want to do. It's like, no, just be professional about it. You know, send the email, keep in touch with us. Let us know what's going on, you know, because most of us communicate really well.
Right.
And, you know.
Sherry, you agree with that?
I totally agree with it.
I mean, professional, I mean, they got to realize it's a music business. That's what part a lot of people don't realize. I had somebody, a musician, tell me, he's like, you got to realize that in bands, a lot of these musicians, they're in this because they don't like being told what to do. They don't really do well with a 9-to-5 job. And now you got, like, you always seem to have that one person, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like there's always that one person in the band that is like the mother hen that works all the business, and then you always got one a-hole just kind of always wants to stir the pot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, talk to me about something that you have seen on stage that either just really revved you up, that you loved, or something that was funny, something that just sticks out in your head. Before I said this interview, I was going to say I was going to direct it, and here I'm screwing up my own rules here. I'm not used to doing the phone thing. I'm just pointing at people who are not in the studio. Tamara, let's start with you.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it depends on the perspective of who was viewing it. Sure. But the old venue that I used to work at, I had a brand new band. I gave them their first shot to come in, and I'm going to say the band because I think it's funny to us. It's an inside joke between us. Okay. It was a band called No Hope.
Okay.
And they were playing, and it was their first show, and they were just like rocking it out. They were just fantastic band. All of a sudden, the speaker catches fire. And the thing is, like, that's not the funny part. The funny part is I'm sitting here. I'm like, where is that smoke coming from? Because the drummer, it looked like he was vaping. So I'm seeing the vape smoke floating in the air, and I'm thinking that's what it is. Well, then all of a sudden, all these people rush to the stage, and they got their cameras out, and they're filming way up above the band. And I'm like, what are they filming?
How about a fire extinguisher, jerk?
Oh, my God.
And everybody's all like in an uproar. Oh, my gosh, the speaker's on fire. And I'm like, what? And to this day, that place still has a little X mark where they put tape on it to prevent the smoke from coming out. So to me, it's funny. You know, like, I still laugh when I see, you know, bands take pictures there and everything, and you can still see that speaker with a little X mark on it.
Right.
Instead of grabbing a fire extinguisher, they grab their phones. That's the world we live in now.
Put some tape on it. It'll be fine. Duct tape. It's fine.
Duct tape fixes everything. Sherry, you've been in the business a long time. You have to have some stories.
I have stories, and I booked a band called Tiger Sex quite a bit. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Kelly has like, on stage, she has broken so many things in so many venues just doing her show. Kelly is, you know, my main person that has done these crazy things over the years. Other things that happened on stage, I had to kick a guy off a stage because he was talking for a half an hour in the middle of the set about how he hated Detroit and he doesn't know why he's here. And thanks a lot to all of us because we failed him.
Wow.
Well, I had to remove him from the stage. And
oh, no.
What else? I don't know. Just stuff like that. You know,
well, that brings them to the next question is, you know, you deal with difficult situations, whether it's in the heat of the moment of the show, whether it's arguing online or any aspect. How do you handle these situations? Tamara, I did it again.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you're already talking to Sherry. I thought you was going to ask her first.
we're going to come back to Sherry.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez.
Sherry, you want to go?
Yeah, I was going to say, let her go first because I got to think about this for a minute.
All right. How do you handle difficult situations, Sherry?
I'll tell you about two difficult situations I've faced. I discovered this band online, and I booked them, the first person in Detroit, and now they've grown up and all these bands do this, and then they don't want me to book them anymore, and my feelings get kind of hurt, I get disappointed.
Sure.
I know I gotta let them grow up and do what they want to do, but it's difficult for me. And also, I have this one guy, you know how we were talking about everybody wants the middle slot?
Yes, yes. You always have, mm-hmm. I have
this
that all the
guy
time.
This guy had me book a show for him, and he wanted the middle slot. And I'm like, sure, it's your show. You have the middle slot. He wanted me to talk a very big band into headlining so they could do bigger. And I said to him, you know, they'll want the middle slot then.
Yeah.
And he argued with me that, no, he's not playing last. And I'm like, well, you just asked me to convince these guys that they're headlining and playing last.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know they're supposed to be in the center slot. So, you know, just silly stuff. I've been fortunate enough to not have many difficult situations that I've had. Oh, a couple times online. Guys threatened me
what?
Because I wouldn't book them. I had to call the police.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot about this stuff. This happened like 10, 12 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been threatened because I wouldn't book bands or I wouldn't – mostly because I wouldn't book them. There was a crazy guy – who said, when I worked at New Way Bar, he was going to come take a crap in the doorway.
Oh, then by all means, absolutely. Would you like the middle slot? I know you like a good number two. Tamara, how do you handle difficult situations?
First and foremost, don't let your emotions take over. Try to remain calm and stay as professional as possible.
That would be difficult.
You know, be confident, be assertive, you know, let them know this is what the deal is, but try to come up with like creative solutions to resolve any kind of conflict, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, the best way to remain is just be calm about it. You know, be getting all emotional or getting all crazy or angry or anything like that's just not going to solve, you know, anything at all.
No, it would elevate things, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, because emotions are going to be running high anyways, especially if the band's got a problem or if we have a problem or something like that.
Right.
It's just best to try to, you know, de-escalate the situation by trying to come up with a solution that works for everybody.
So, Tamara, without naming any, and Sherry, you're going to be getting this question too, so hang on.
Okay.
Without naming the bands, have you ever had to kick a band out of a venue right before they played?
No, actually I haven't yet.
Well, knock on
luckily,
wood.
Luckily, yeah, I was going to say knock on wood. Luckily I have not. I've had some bands that were a little bit, you know, angry, upset or whatever because of certain situations that happened.
Sure.
At the venue per se. But for the most part, I mean, I've worked with some really great bands, really great attitudes. I just try to be as professional with them as possible and be honest with them.
Gotcha.
And above all things, communication. I keep saying that, but it's like communication is key.
It really is. It is.
Yeah.
Sherry, you probably have some good stories. You probably put a couple people in headlocks, haven't you?
Damn near.
We got the MMA fighter over there, you know. Beating people down.
You ever had to kick any bands out of a venue?
Well, that one guy that was drunk... That's about the only one when he left, his whole band left. So, but I thought of this other difficult situation I had.
Okay.
I was booking Hamtramck Music Fest.
Okay.
And Spit Valve played. And then when they were done, they were taking their equipment off the stage and it was running a little late. And the singer of the band after them came storming up to me and asked me if I was a lawyer or just a promoter. And I'm like, why do you think I'm a lawyer? And he said, because you work on the Rock and Roll Lawyer Show. I said, well, I'm a booking agent and a creative consultant. So anyway, he started getting loud with me saying, you said that I could use their equipment if they weren't done on time. I said, no, I didn't. He said, yes, I do. I have it right in my phone. And I said, show it to me. And he didn't have it. And he got longer.
Well, isn't that something, huh?
Yeah.
All
so
right.
He finally got on stage and did his thing, and it was over.
Yeah. When you work with artists, I mean, sometimes the egos kind of come in there. But I think I would have to say, I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say both you women have probably run into some more positive experiences with musicians, correct, Tamara?
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
Let's do some plugging. You both have things going on. Sherry, why don't you start plugging some stuff that you've got coming up?
Okay, for Spit Valve, they've got a show. Let me look. I got it open right here. On August 3rd, Spit Valve will be at Mulligan's Pub with PHS and Media Panic.
Okay.
And they're booked through the end of the year, but they don't like me to expose their schedule. You know, they don't want people to pick and choose which show they're going to go to. So,
well, things could change also.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're getting ready to work on their first release because they've just been together a year. Uh-huh. But, you know, they've been in a band together before. These guys all know each other a long time. It's really fun working with Spit Valve. Tommy's my partner in an event I do every year called Detroit Anarchy Punk Rock Festival.
Oh, I've heard of that, yes.
Yeah, it's fun. And we always have a good time. And Tommy, the lead singer of Spit Valve, is my partner. He and I came up with that together, and we work on it together.
Awesome. Hey, put a good word in for me with Spit Valve. I'd like to get him in studio to interview.
I will talk to them.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, what's going on at the Vault?
Well, actually, I have a different show, too, besides the Vault.
Can
I mention both?
Mention it all.
Okay, so next week at the Willow Lounge in Bay City, Thursday, July 25th, I have a tour that decided to come in to town.
Ooh.
These guys are coming in from Texas. They're called The Ghost of Us. They kind of sound similar to Bring Me the Horizon. I added local bands already over in Marrowbone to it. It's going to be an outdoor show. It's all ages, so anybody's welcome to come. It's going to be $5 cover to get in.
Sure.
The gates are going to be open at 6, and the show will start at 7. But the Vault on Friday, July 26th, the Vault is located at 110 Florence Street in Saginaw. We have the Mighty Hinder coming with special guests Balls Deluxe and Slumlord Radio.
Oh, my God.
And that's going to be a... That's going to be a nice show. So, I mean, if you guys don't have your tickets yet, get your tickets. We have 3 ticket outlets. All that information is available right on our Facebook page or Instagram. Or you can just message us right there on Facebook page, and we can answer any of the questions that you guys have about that show or any of the shows that we have coming up.
Tomorrow I'm going to be Venmoing you some money to buy Tommy from Salima Radio a shot from me, because that will just blow his mind.
Yeah, hey, go for it.
Absolutely. Oh, this has been an absolute blast. I think we need to do this again, maybe in like 6 months or so.
I'm totally down.
You're both down? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you very much for joining me on the show. We got one more song to go, and then I am off like a prom dress.
Not like a herd of turtles?
No. Sometimes it feels like a herd of turtles. It takes me a while to get out of here. Depends on how much whiskey I've had. All right, one more song to go, and then we're gone. Here's Citrus Orange. Okay, that's fine. On Sessions on Solid State Radio. Good night, everybody.
You're so insecure. He's got you feeling like you owe it to the world. And you've heard it all before. You're told.
has made everything feel worse. So just keep smiling through the pain. Oh no, the world, it calls you clinically insane. But don't let him have his way. Close lid, but you tear it open.